Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
From a place where there's so much wrestling that even the Nature Boy can just sneak into town, this is Georgia Wrestling Now, with your host from the award-winning Wrestling with Pop Culture, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
That's right, Matt. That's one of many things that happened over the weekend that actually kind of went under the radar. Apparently, Ric Flair actually did wrestle in Ringgold at, I believe it's AWF-WOW. He wrestled Nature Boy Paul Lee, I believe is his name. And I don't know anyone who was there, so I can't say anything about it, but I did see pictures to confirm that it happened. In other news, Georgia Wrestling History's Promoter of the Year, Shane Knowles, is now the Peach State Wrestling Alliance Heritage Champion. Ryan Michaels has reason to rage because his career is over, thanks to Matt Sexcells. What else? Jigsaw took some weird pile driver to the face move, and Liv could tell the story. And TNA's Doc is clearly no longer a member of the Straight Edge Society.
Clearly. 100% clearly.
But I did hear he was victorious over John Malice on Saturday at American Premier Wrestling, which is another show that attracts big names, yet I've heard very little about. So, yeah, quite a weekend in Georgia. And oddly enough, Matt Hankins and I were at three of the same wrestling shows in a row.
That's unheard of. Unheard of.
But we will talk more about that in a little bit, because Professor Morte from Monstrosity Championship Wrestling will be calling in to talk about Friday's show as well, last Friday's show, I should say, as well as this Saturday and Sunday's events at ArtBQ and Avondale Estates and other upcoming events for MCW. And we also have Tim, letter E, period D, best known for his commentary work in Anarchy, but also from Progression Pro Wrestling. He's going to actually join us when we interview Jeremy Vane later in the show, who is challenging Sean Tempered for the Anarchy Championship this Saturday, and I'm sure has some role in Alternative Pro Wrestling show on Friday, since he is heavily involved in that promotion. And Billy Corgan's going to be in town on Friday. Resistance Pro's own Billy Corgan.
Right.
They've got a band called Smashing Pumpkins, and they're playing at Chastain Amphitheater.
Sounds about right. It's, of course, on a weekend where I'll be somewhere else.
Yeah?
I wish he'd called me when he comes into town.
Well,
we are pretty tight.
Who was that guy that we had on that pissed off Enoch so bad?
Which one?
One from Florida.
Oh, shit.
Mr. St. Laurent.
That's the Mr. St. Laurent.
Laurent. Yeah. I think he claims to be friendly with Mr. Corgan.
Oh, well. Maybe I should have called him. That was a long time ago. I forgot all about that.
That was way back when Danny Only was still with us.
That was back when everybody hated wrestling.
And that was the show that proved it.
Absolutely. When he advocated for the fall of the business. That should just go away like boxing did. You just said that you made a living in wrestling, and now you have advocated, everything can't last forever. All right, Hawk. Whatever floats your boat.
Yes, so this weekend is actually just as packed with weird wrestling events. As we mentioned last weekend, the High Museum of Art will have Lucha Libre wrestling as part of its farewell show to the Frida and Diego exhibit Saturday night, which is like an all-night event. It's a 30-hour event, and they have all the details if you go to their website, which is just high.org.
Sure.
Which should be...
Is that Chip Bay's website?
Or Siler Cross, maybe. and Mark Grayson's Willpower doing a benefit for the Special Olympics also on Saturday, which has a pretty stacked roster. The BFFs, I believe Marco Polo I saw on the poster.
Yep.
That's out in Buckhannon, as I was corrected by Larry Goodman once.
It is absolutely Buckhannon.
Full wrestling in Buckhannon from time to time.
That happens. I think that'll be happening fairly soon. But it is definitely Buckhannon. Yeah, those shows are usually really good. You know, anytime it's a good cause online, people try to get out. But those shows, they go out of their way to give you a pretty good effort. Anytime it's one of the Willpower shows.
Yeah. Well, Terry Lawler's involved, Brian Alexander, Fred Yehi, Drew Adler. So I don't really see how it couldn't be a good show.
Right.
What else is there? UIW is that Saturday or Friday?
They were this Saturday. They will be back, I believe, if I remember right, they may be running on the Friday night.
Yeah, I thought I was.
Yeah.
I'm looking now.
Which is slightly different. But
yes, it's this Friday at Paulding High School, Paulding County.
Yeah, that's right, because they're doing, I think there's a fundraiser thing involved with that, too. And I think, if I remember correctly, they've had a match between some of the coaches at the school and
yep.
Some group.
Paulding High School coaches versus Stupid with Tweety and the SoFine Mafia.
There you go. If there was someone who was going to fight school teachers, that's exactly who I would expect it to be. they don't get along with anybody.
And the Deep Southern Championship Wrestling, Big Woods Promotion, has a show on Sunday, and I believe that's
yep.
also a benefit for something.
Mm-hmm. I cannot recall exactly what, but yes, it is.
Pro Wrestling Resurrection has another big show on Sunday with two title matches advertised. Tag team champions defending against Price Attraction. That would be the Undead Luchadors are the champions. And the PWR champion, Chris Damian, is taking on former champion Rick Michaels.
And as you would expect from Rick Michaels, even though he's former champion, he still has a belt.
Yeah.
So.
What belt that is, because it's not the old TNT championship belt, as far as I can tell. So he probably...
Rick Michaels has got belts just laying around.
And many other titles that he decides to bring up there and all PWR championships. But he has lost some of those recently, I believe.
He has. He's been on a run. He lost... Did he lose two in consecutive weeks or consecutive shows at Peach State? I believe he did.
I think so. And he's got the scars to prove it from two
he does.
On his forehead.
Yes, he was good and scarred. I've heard him mention the knuckles of Shane Knowles a time or two, and it was apparently in full effect again.
Well,
and again, he was at PWR this go-round, and it's always a better show when Rick's on that show. But
yeah.
this one was highlighted. I'll give Sales and Michaels their credit. They gave you exactly what you would expect from a Last Man Standing match.
Yeah.
It was sufficiently violent and got bloody and nasty and ended with a crazy superplex onto a bunch of chairs. So it was different than what you usually see there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of someone who's familiar with scars and blood, here is Professor Morte from Monstrosity Championship Wrestling and the Silver Scream Spook Show. Hello.
Maybe he's using that crystal ball that Cobalt had.
Maybe so. That sounded like just an old rotary phone being hung.
Well, if I fully expect that's actually what he calls on, just an old. He probably said to hit the hang up thing and ask Ma Bell to get the number, I would assume.
Well, you know what? That wasn't, I'm looking now, that was not his phone number. So it was someone who indicated that they wanted to come online, but then they hung up. So this is actually Professor Morte.
Good evening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Spooktacular.
Oh, that's fantastic.
How are you tonight?
Absolutely fantastic. So how about that? How about that show at the famous last Friday? Are the airwaves just blowing up about this thing or what?
Well, not quite yet, but
really, I expected a huge like backlash from the wrestling community.
You know, they wax and wane on what angers them.
Maybe this is.
I don't know.
Maybe this.
I was pretty surprised about some of the things that transpired that night. You know, I mean, I never know what the hell's going on anyway, but that, you know, took a turn for the real strange.
Well, you know. There's no concept of too soon in Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. We can say that for sure.
No.
So this is Larry Goodman that keeps calling and hanging up. So, Larry, if you want to...
Is Larry Goodman, are you prank calling us? I don't know why you're prank calling us, Larry Goodman.
Maybe he doesn't know about MCW, so hopefully he'll call back.
He wasn't at MCW. He was not at MCW.
I heard he was there briefly. But...
He did a run-in.
So anyway, yes. Friday night.
Ooh, which guy was this?
Larry Goodman from GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we were talking about Luke Gallows.
No, but
he,
I'm sure. There's plenty
he
of
was
that,
there.
That, he was kind of
spirit,
there.
In true monstrosity spirits, he was filled with spirits.
Yes, he could feel the spirit rolling right through him.
Right through him.
I guess the Kentucky Wolfman definitely knows that he was there. And Dracula.
Yes. Yeah, I think that he must have gotten to some of the Kentucky Wolfman's full moonshine. Usually that's the downfall of Kentucky Wolfman, but he was actually somewhat sober
this time too.
You could say it was his downfall this time, too, if that's what Doc was drinking.
Yeah, I think, you know, you got to be careful with that stuff. But, yeah, so I guess what we're here to talk about really is the Artbacue this weekend, right?
Yeah, well, if you want to talk about anything else from Friday, you're welcome to. It was a night that saw Drew Adler make his MCW debut as Luigi. The Phantom did retain his title against Papa Marco. But, yeah, I guess we should move forward and talk about this Saturday and Sunday at Artbacue.
Yes, and I see that the Phantom's going to be defending that title again.
Is he?
At Artbacue.
Well, what else can we see?
I'm hearing that Devlin Valak is going to be coming in and trying to take that belt too. I think everybody's trying to get that belt. You know,
there was
Phantom,
no more
you know,
match made in hell.
Yeah,
Alec and Montrachi just it writes itself.
Death metal.
Yeah,
versus
I mean, death metal versus punk rock. but yeah, and I know that the Wolfmen are coming out there and they're going to take on those BFFs. You know, they just can't get enough of, you know, beating the cheese out of these
colorful,
the more flamboyant type of wrestlers. I don't know what the language is to be used here, but those Wolfmen, they don't go for that stuff.
I think it's the bright colors that throws them off.
Yeah, I don't think dogs like those bright colors. It makes
that's
crazy.
What they get.
They are colorful, man. I've heard.
They see
that's
pink
the
and it just makes them go crazy. But yeah, the Bill the Butcher is coming back, and I see that the you know one of my personal zombie favorites that came back from the grave was when Rick Rude came back from the grave to wrestle. And I think that the return of Rick Rude is going to happen again. The return of Rick Rude is going to happen.
Well, I found out about that last Wednesday when I was a guest on Beyond Ringside's radio show, To Be Determined, and they had a seance, and Rick Rude let us know he's going to be there. It'll be the first time we've had someone be resurrected a second time, but he's the one who is putting out a challenge, so I guess we'll see who it is he has his sights on. Or maybe he just wants to, you know, come see who ends up being voted the Hot Mama in the Hot Mama contest for Mother's Day.
Well, that could be that, too. That could
I
be
know
that
anything
just,
about
I know
the truth. That's exactly what he's there for.
Yeah, you know. That guy, he humps anything. He humps the air. Rick Rude. He's so horny. He's going around just humping the air. That guy.
Probably hopes she's Asian, I would bet on.
Yes. Well, maybe zombie Rick Rude knows something that we don't. Maybe he's humping the air because he can see all the sexy ghosts flying around.
Also could be true.
Or
the invisible woman.
Yes. But, you know, we're very excited about the Art the Cue because one great thing about it, for your listeners out there with children, it's time for our show to be, you know, available to children because we don't get to do too much of this because we can't find a venue that does all ages. So it's a great time to bring your kids out and let them see, you know, Wolfmen beat up homoerotic wrestlers and zombie Rick Rude coming out from the grave again. I mean, this stuff's great for children.
Yeah, well, what else? You're the master of ceremonies, or I guess scaremonies, as it would be,
yep,
for the entire event. So what else is going to be going on? I know there's a lot of bands,
well,
a lot of art.
Yeah, there's a lot of art and a lot of barbecue, thus the name Art the Cue. And I know that we're very excited to see a lot. You know, Chris Warner, who puts it on, he's one of Atlanta's great lowbrow artists, and there's going to be a lot of hot rod art. And every year, I've been for the past 3 years, I guess, and it's been a lot of interesting stuff. And this thing with the Hot Mama contest is pretty exciting. The band lineup is always good. And this year, there's some real standout stuff happening. I even see that they've got a theremin guy coming out to start the day off. So there's one guy that loves theremin playing, it's me. So, but the band lineup's really good. If you go to the Art BQ site, you can see all this stuff. But the Subsonics are going to play, and they never play. So
5'8"?
A lot of good
playing
stuff. Yeah, 5'8 returning. Like, they've been doing some reunion stuff. But, you know, one of my favorite bands of all time, the Unsatisfied, are going to be there on Saturday. So I'm really stoked about that.
Yeah, we've actually talked to them on this show once or twice.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
Just because Eric is a funny guy to talk to. Like, he's really engaging. He's got a lot of stuff going on. But, yeah, so if everybody could come out and go to the Art BQ, you don't even have to pay to get into this thing. You just go and walk around and see all the stuff. I mean, you've got to pay, of course, if you want to bring home a nice piece of art or fill your belly up with barbecue and booze and all the other stuff that's out there. But it looks like it's going to be a scabsolutely fantastic show. And we're glad to be a part of it this year. Because only once a year do we get to do an all-ages show, and that's at the Rock and Roll Monster Bash, which we'll be performing MCW wrestling once again there on Sunday, June 2nd. But I think that we're going to get a lot of new fans at this Art BQ thing. So it's always good to get into a different environment and see what happens.
That's right. And I believe many of the monsters, probably Bill the Butcher and the Wolfman and many others will probably be very happy to be in an environment surrounded by barbecue.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. It'll be great and barbecue, too. They always do really good stuff.
And Monstrosity's been begging for a theremin player since its inception.
I know. I know. We had a theremin player, but she got so drunk at the show and fell off the stage and broke her theremin. So I don't know. Maybe this guy's got it together a little bit much. We could always maybe get Luke Gallows to come out and play the theremin.
I believe he's booked in Canada or something this weekend, but you never know.
You never know.
So you mentioned
you never know. I mean, we never know what's going to happen at these shows. So it's always a, you know, a sometimes pleasant surprise when, you know, some of this really crazy stuff goes down.
Yes. Well, people can find out more about that at artbque.com. You mentioned the Monster Bash on June 2nd, but I believe MCW is back at Famous Pub or Club Famous on July 5th. And
yes.
Did you want to talk about that show at all just yet?
Yes. Well, that show, I don't want to talk too much about it because there's so much information coming out of this thing. But I do know that to pump things up a little bit, you know, for those that were at the last show and saw, you know, Do or Die Chip Day come in there and bust up that whole fight, and Papa Marco has really got a beef with him. So there's going to be a, you know, Papa Marco and Do or Die Chip Day are really going to go at it, and that's going to be something to see. And a big thing for us, one of our favorite bands in town, the Casket Creatures, that's their CD release party. So they're going to be having their CD release, and that should be a real exciting thing because they'll have a bunch of special stuff planned for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we will talk more about that as we get closer to that show, but I felt like we should probably go ahead and mention some of those things. And
great.
Where else will you be in the next few weeks, or is that it for you, Morte?
That's it for me. I'm just concentrating on getting ready for these upcoming shows and, you know, staying busy in the lab making my monsters. Which I'll have a lot of those out at the Artbecue myself. I'm bringing a lot of my own artwork and paintings, and I'll have monster masks for sale. And if any of you guys want to get monsterized, I'll be doing monster makeup right there at the booth, right near the MCW ring. So come on down and see Professor Morte at the Artbecue, and maybe I'll make you able to scare the hell out of people like myself.
All right, well, thanks for calling, Morte.
Great, anytime. Good luck with the show.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, all right. Good evening.
I suppose, is it time? Good time for a commercial break, Matt?
Looks like about it. That's about where we go.
All right, we'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Tim, letter E, period D, as well as Jeremy Vane.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Wrestling with PopCulture.com's Jonathan Williams and Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins. We just heard from Professor Morte from Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. And now we will be talking to Jeremy Bain, who challenges Sean Tempers for the Anarchy Championship this Saturday. Let's see. Is this Jeremy?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, this is Tim, letter E, period D. This is not Jeremy.
Okay. Well, Tim, letter E, period D, how are you tonight?
Oh, great. And, you know, if you're my friend, then you already know that.
I have heard that.
I'm telling you, I'm going to have to take a tranquilizer or cut down on some of that coffee, because I'm telling you, this is going on too exciting. You guys need to calm yourself down.
Well, I am aware that I can get out of control on this show.
Fair enough. I know. Let's just try and keep it and maintain a little bit of decorum.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and I guess first, I'm curious, how did you get involved with Progression Pro? While we wait to hear from Jeremy Bain, we can talk to you for a minute.
Well, they were actually having a bingo event, one of those side events at the famous pub, and just so happened they walked in and realized, hey, wait, this is the same guy that's on the same roster that we work for at Anarchy, and he would be perfect to come out and do this. So I did a B5, and somehow or another landed a job as well, too. And that's pretty much it. Oh, I didn't get any free nachos, though. But I did have the privilege of working with Matt Hankins for the first time, and excellent guy and excellent job, I have to say.
Obviously, you don't know me very well.
Well, they just paid me off for that, too. They said I could come back and play bingo unlimited if I say some positive comments about Matt.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's good booking.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right.
But yeah, they're a good group of guys, and hopefully I'll be returning back at some point in some capacity to do what I don't know, but maybe sweep the floors a little, or perhaps maybe sit in the dark with a disco ball going on over my head throughout the whole match.
Well, Tim, of course, as many people know, you are the commentator for Anarchy Wrestling, where
that's true.
Jeremy Vain has a bit of history, and we are being joined by Jeremy now, who will be challenging for the title up there this Saturday. So I figured you might have some insight into, his history there when we talk to him tonight.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that, by having me call in for the first time, matter of fact, on Georgia Wrestling Now, to me it's almost like having the grape from the Fruit of the Loom commercial calling on Oprah to be interviewed and have him talk about the apple. So
well,
I'm certainly great that, I have this opportunity, and I'll be talking about yet somebody else. But Jeremy Vain is a great guy, and I think it's going to be an amazing match coming up at Anarchy. Normally I get a little queasy when we talk about blood and veins, but in this case, Jeremy Vain is the good kind of vein to talk about.
Well, Jeremy, I believe, has joined us. Is that you, Jeremy?
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Good.
Trying to eliminate all the background noise. I'm working on it, fellas.
Your door is ajar.
Yes, I know. I'm working on it. All right, I think we're good.
What's going on, fellas? It's not a bad place to be in a title match, and you hadn't been back in Anarchy, that long. Did you think it would come this quick when you'd be up for the title?
Well, yeah, actually. I never sell myself short. I think it's coming, you know, at a good time, because Sean Tempers is somebody I've wanted to work from. Well, I worked with him a lot back in the day in Rome, Georgia, with Pomp and Circumstance and me and Brandon P. Some of the most fun I've ever had in the ring, and that continued on for years until finally he became a single superstar, and I haven't seen him since. So, very much looking forward to it.
Well, of course, the night before that, you, I'm assuming you will be at Alternative Pro Wrestling?
Yes, sir.
Who will you be facing there?
You know, I have no idea.
Well, that's not a good sign. He works there, doesn't he?
Yeah, I work there, but, you know, I'll find out. I'll find out later in the week. It's Monday, fellas.
Well, that's true.
Way too early to have a show planned out.
You must work at Anarchy.
Been there a few times. I learn from the best, guys. Come on, now.
That's true. That is true.
So is this the show that once employed the great Danny Omi?
It is.
Okay, good, good, good. It's an honor to be here then, fellas.
Yeah, the only reason he's not here is because he went to Afghanistan.
Yes,
he
Mr. Bolt Thrower
himself. He didn't
want to
pay the phone bill.
Yes.
And he has not been quiet since he left. I tell you that. He did not fade quietly away.
Mr. Bolt Thrower is very active on the Facebook.
He doesn't like a lot of things.
He likes
a lot
me,
of things.
And that's what's important here.
That's about where you want to keep it, Dan.
Yeah, I think he likes us too, but it's hard to tell with him sometimes.
Yeah, he never liked you guys. I mean, I like you, but he never really liked you.
Sounds about right.
I don't really know you guys, but I'm sure y'all are nice.
Yeah. So how long was it between your Anarchy stints? I know when you came back, it was a big return, and it was, from all the reviews, everybody was really excited. How long were you gone?
Let's see. It was probably early, I think it was February 2010 was my last match there. As a full-time guy.
You did not leave in the fans' favor. Were you shocked at how they took to you when you came back?
Well, I was humbled by it. I didn't think it would be that big of a reaction. But, I mean, it was a golden spot, you know. The surprise guy in War Games, you know, I hadn't been there in 3 years. It was a good recipe. So
a bad spot to be in.
No, especially definitely not. You know what I'm saying. The circumstances were unfortunate that there was an open spot, and, you know, I want to take this time to send out my prayers to Mr. Casanova and his girlfriend. But, you know, there was an open spot. Bill gave me the call, and, you know, I was happy to do it. And I got to tell you, it's great being back there. I'm as happy as I've been in probably 3 years, ironically. And I don't think, and I don't know if it had anything to do with it, but, you know, all of my friends are there, and my whole adult life has been in that building, and it was just great to be home.
They've kind of gone through some changes, especially since that match, Hardcore Hell, was kind of the blow-off to that big, long feud. What do you think about the new direction?
I love it, man. I think it's, you know, it's all for change. You directed. I feel like there's several main event guys on the Anarchy roster that's, you know, been used slightly below that. And, I mean, for good reason, because the guys on top aren't going anywhere and nobody's taking their spots. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, you know, there comes a time when, you know, there's got to be new stars brought up. And, you know, they have been. It's just, you know, I think it's a matter of depending on those guys more to work with the guys that's been around the longest.
And you've kind of seen that from both sides as you've kind of made your name coming through there. What do you think those young guys need to do to make sure that their spot, that they do get that growth that they're looking for?
Just keep doing what they're doing. Everything comes in time. You can't you can't stop somebody that wants it bad enough that can go out there and deliver and make them scream the loudest and the longest. And if you go against the grain on that, you know, you're just hurting yourself because the people will tell you. And, you know, the people have been talking for a while, and, you know, their time is coming, I do believe.
I have a question for Jeremy. Again, this is Tim, letter E, period D. If you're my friend, you already know that. And Jeremy,
I knew that.
Now that you're back at Anarchy, is there anyone that you look forward to basically taking on that maybe you haven't had a chance to work on in the past? And obviously you and Sean Tempers is going to be certainly a great match, but is there anybody else in that locker room that you really look forward to kind of getting in the ring with?
Well, you know, I got my eyes on Field Shatter or Gunner or whatever you guys call him now. I've never had a one-on-one match with him, and as a matter of fact, I've only teamed with him once. So when he pops in for his little appearances, I wouldn't mind standing there and, you know, maybe smacking the taste out of his mouth, you know.
What about the Jagged Edge? You got the better of him recently.
Oh, yeah, Jagged Edge is fun. I don't know much about him. I know I don't really like him.
That seems to be the sentiment. As a matter of fact, you hung the first actual singles pinfall loss on him. Did you know that going when it happened?
No, I didn't know that when it happened, but, you know, that's impressive. And had I known, I would have probably been a little more nervous going in. But, you know, always going there to win, so.
I imagine that your nervous days are just about behind you. I mean, you've kind of done a lot of what you wanted to do. Is there anything that you haven't had a chance really to do just yet?
You know, for the last few years, I've considered myself content. You know, I've got a 6-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 12-year-old at home. And, you know, I kind of stopped traveling as much and getting out and working as much as I used to. I mean, I still work, you know, twice a weekend at a minimum. But, you know, I used to work, you know, sometimes 2 shows on Saturdays and every Friday and Sunday. And slowed down a little bit the last few years, but, you know, I had to take 6 months off from, like, August to February when my dad was sick, and I'm rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. I went through a big struggle with that, and, you know, I'm still not quite sure I've recovered, but I've just tried to keep pushing forward, and I feel like I'm in the best shape I've been in years, and I'm more motivated than I ever have been, and I'm hungry, so I want to get out there and, you know, seek some of these opportunities that other people have been working their ass off for.
And all the things you just said could probably be attributed to APW as well, as far as a show that's kind of building its name and a lot more people are speaking positively about it. Is that something you noticed, or is it one of those things that you were there that you always felt it was great and now people are just kind of picking up on?
What, people speaking good of APW?
Just, yeah, the name seems to be a lot bigger than it was, say, this time last year. And
right.
The matches are getting better. The talent roster is getting better. Is it something that you think the company's been building toward, or, like I said, did people just decide that they liked APW all of a sudden?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of hiccups over the years, and there hasn't been a lot of growth. You know, however, in the last year or so, we've made a lot of improvements, you know, with production, lighting, and stuff like that. And, you know, we've got a 2-camera shoot where we actually have DVDs of each show. We hadn't done anything with those DVDs yet, but we're working with a limited staff and everything. So, you know, if any of you tech guys out there looking for something to put on your resume and a body of work, give me a call.
that's a pretty big step to take, you know, from going to not doing that to doing that. That is a giant leap.
Right, and I mean, it's just, you know, some weeks we have five or six production guys, and some weeks we have one. And, you know, it's really, you know, there's just not the money there to pay those guys to, you know, to put that over their real jobs or, you know, anything else they got going on a full-time basis. And I can't blame anybody for that because, you know, the production staff and all the staff at, you know, pretty much every indie show you go to, think of their job. They're stuck there working all day doing all that bullshit. And why? Because usually their husband or their boyfriend or you know, their son or, you know,
or both.
Him and 20 of his friends. Yeah, yeah, it depends on if you're in Alabama.
Hey, 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 hey.
Hey, you live there, bro.
Well, Jeremy, now that you're back at Anarchy and seem to be back, you know, a little more active in wrestling again, do you plan on getting back out into any other promotions aside from Anarchy and APW?
Absolutely. I had a call the other night, and there, you know, I wouldn't mind hooking back up with Frankie Valentine, going a few rounds with him somewhere. And I just, you know, I've been out of the loop so long, I really don't know what's going on. So, you know, if anybody's looking for Jeremy Vane, here I am. Give me a call.
Was it gradual that you kind of got back into rolling hard, or was it just something you said, you know, I got to go full-fledged back into this thing?
Well, I knew I wanted to get back in it. My dad's health was failing from like August, and I mean, in December, things just looked real bleak and didn't even look like he was going to get to come home for Christmas. And, you know, I kind of looked at myself in the mirror. I had a beard about an inch and a half long and, you know, hadn't tanned or worked out in months. And, you know, I was like, man, am I going to keep robbing myself of the one thing that I love the most while I go through all this hell? Or, you know, do I need to get back in it? So I started trying to get back in the gym, and, you know, then things started looking good, and then I got to come home for Christmas, and, you know, we had a wonderful Christmas, and, you know, in January, he took a turn for the worse, so, you know, then I was out of the gym, and we had already had posters printed up for our anniversary show, with me versus Jacoby as the main event. And, you know, that was like 3 weeks after I buried my dad, and or 2 weeks. And I just, you know, I tried to get out of the match. I was like, come on, guys, let's, you know, I can just get injured, or, you know, anything, you know, let's switch it around. And I had a good little plan, or so I thought. And a guy that helps me out a lot up there in Royston, James Boulevard, pulled me into the room. And can I cuss on this?
Yes,
sure.
Yeah, now I ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little late, but...
And he looked at me.
If we're going to get fined, we already are going to get fined, so go for it.
Okay,
cool.
All right. And, you know, he said, the more I think about what we talked about on the phone, the more it pisses me off. What the fuck would you say if somebody was trying to back out of a main event of a big show that was already promoted and had posters printed 2 weeks before it? And he was like, you know, you got to quit down beating yourself up and get back out there, you know. Ain't nobody going to care if you ain't in the best of shape or whatever. And, you know, it kind of made me feel like a little bit of a hypocrite because, you know, truth be told, if anybody had ever tried to back out of a main event that I'd already painted posters for with broken arms, legs, or necks, you know, either way, I'd be kind of pissed, whether I admitted it or not. So I was like, you know, you're right. So I did it, and it felt great, and, you know, nothing's ever felt more right. And I don't know, man. I can't explain my newfound motivation, and I just, you know, looking forward to getting back out there, man. And I'm going to start with Tempers next Saturday night.
It's a tall order for a man that's just easing his way back in. So I guess I'd say you're full-fledged back on now.
oh man, I've had 3 months back in the gym. I feel great, and I feel like I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. I've dropped 15 pounds, and I don't even know how. I didn't notice till it was gone.
How far has Tempers come since maybe the last time you were around him a lot?
Oh, when I left, he was great. He was, you know, he's been probably the top heel worker there for, well, since I left. And, you know, that's great. You know, he's had a great run, but now I'm back, so I think his time is short.
Well, I guess we will find out this Saturday for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely kept the seat warm for me and done a great job doing it. I don't think anybody could have done it better.
Did a better job of holding the spot for you.
That's right.
Just make sure when you get in the ring, you avoid that temptation spray. Trust me. At the broadcast booth, I'm having to smell that all the time. So definitely duck and jive the spray.
It's awful.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Does that old lady still come and spray, like, air freshener back at him?
I have not seen her in for a while. I hope she's still alive. I like her a lot. She's nice.
And,
she has
and
a lot more muscle
than
some of the roster, but then again, hers is on the gravity side, pulling downward as opposed to going upward. But she's still a great lady. I don't know who she is, but, well, at least it makes me think of my dead grandma.
Oh, man. And for the Anarchy faithful of old who might have drifted away that might be listening, and all the Anarchy fans and even the APW fans and whoever else may listen to this show.
There are dozens of them.
If, yeah. Hey, brother, there's tens and twenties of Jeremy Vane fans out there, too. So we all got to start small, fellas. But to all the old faithful fans, the people that hadn't been in a while or whatever, that, you know, used to cream all over the Ace Rockwell Shawn Tempers matches, if you come out this Saturday, you won't even remember Mr. Rockwell's name. That match will be a distant memory. I have a personal goal to bury that.
Wow.
All right.
And I
well.
Hope Tempers brings his working boots.
All right. Well, good luck in that match and whatever match you happen to have on Friday and in the subsequent Fridays at APW. And thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
All
good
right,
luck.
We will talk to you at a later date, I'm sure. Well, Tim, letter E, period D.
That's me, and you must know that because you're my friend.
I guess I am.
You are. Don't expect any gifts for Christmas, though.
We have some more time, so
yours, sir.
Yeah, you asked me to call in, so I'm assuming there's something in particular maybe you wanted to address.
Well, I was lonely, so I thought, man, I could hang out with some people that don't really know that well that would still make me feel better than half the people on BragBook and Facebook that pretend to be friends but really don't. Actually, I do have a somewhat of an announcement that may be known or not known, but if it's not known, then I guess I'm breaking it on your show. But I have since left Anarchy Pro Wrestling. I am not with
them
anymore. Yes, this
that is
past,
breaking news.
I thought so. This last show was my last for a while anyway. The door is always open, but thus I have moved on to greener pastures like a cow chewing cud.
Are you calling Progression Pro greener pastures?
I was going to say thinking more on the manure side, but that's only because they just started, so they're going to eventually build. They're a great group. It worked perfectly in with the green grass scenario, but they are good. I'm impressed really what they've done. I wouldn't say that per se. My greener grass is actually, some may also know this, I have recently won the Pro Wrestling Crown Jewel of Cable Cup, and I won that in Norway. So I do wrestle, I dabble on occasion here and there, so I'm going to be going around the country defending that. And also, I'm giving away a viewing party. I'm having a salacious, sebaceous cyst from Secaucus. So basically people can win an opportunity to see my cyst. as well too. So, you know, those things are going to keep me a little more busier than to have the time for at Anarchy.
How long was your run at Anarchy?
Well, I think actually, it's funny because I remember when Jeremy actually left, so I don't know how long it feels from him leaving, but it's crazy to have him there when I was, I guess, kind of first started to leave and then come back. But it was 2010 in June or July, and I actually started off as ring announcing, did that for a while, and was horrible at it. And then I did something that I'm at least halfway horrible at, which eventually got moved to play-by-play.
I would imagine that, just like wrestling, that anything you do in Anarchy, if you're not good at it, you find out really quickly from somebody telling you you're not very good at this.
I mean, that's true, and that's one thing I definitely have to give to the people that work there. You know, it's like I feel like doing an acceptance speech, but, you know, John Johnson, Bill Barons, Jeremy Palmer, Franklin Dove, and Jeff G. Bailey, like all of them in some capacity in their own way kind of shaped, you know, my stay there. So no matter whatever happens, I'm always grateful and appreciative because you're absolutely right. That's one thing that Anarchy, you just walk in and you feel, you know, from me doing other promotions since 1998, it's like, to me, I felt like, I know I heard Tommy Pinarelli say this too, it's like his WWE, and that's kind of how it felt like for me. It's like they set the bar so high between the past and history and just walking into that building that it makes you a better, you know, person for being there, and as well as the people that I listed and mentioned, and the Anarchy roster as well too, all elevate your game.
Did you ever feel like you had it there, or was it constantly just trying to fight to not be chewed out about something?
You know, that's an excellent question, and that's something that I always played over in my head. And, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say because it's like I feel like I do, but sometimes based on the feedback, I feel like near the end of my stay, I finally started getting kind of to what they want. I mean, there's a positive and negative. A lot of times they won't give you everything that they want from you, and tell you, and that could be good and bad. They give, that shows you they give a lot of freedom, but at the same time, you want to know that you're hitting on kind of the direction that they want also, because, you know, obviously I'm there to try and get everybody over and to make them happy and pleased. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's so much what they were giving to me, but it was something that I had within myself trying to always attain that level that they expect and what has been there previously before me, because, you know, I'm coming in some really good, you know, big shoes. Which, by the way, based on the Georgia Wrestling Awards each year, I guess those are some shoes I still needed to fill with a couple extra inches still left, because I don't think I got, like, a single vote. I don't know if you guys are on the committee, but, I mean, not even a vote or a mention. I think the snack bar lady got even a mention above me for doing a broadcast about the half-off nachos in the main event.
Those awards are tough to break in, man. I see a lot of good guys who don't get votes in there. So.
I know. Well, John Johnson quit in October. I've been there all year, and I'm still not even getting a mention. It's like, come on now. So I'm having faith since I left in May that maybe I can at least get one vote this year. I don't expect to win, but come on, one vote.
Well, we noticed that.
When you leave.
Yeah, that was a trend. That was a trend in last year's awards, was you leave the state and then you win.
Oh, good. Maybe something. So I got a mantle that I need some dust covered up with.
Was commentary your goal when you first went there, or did you have something else in mind?
Yeah, well, my dream had always been to do play-by-play. I always wanted to do eventually for WCW, and I guess I got some of that dream corrected, which was I got to work for NWA, and I got to do play-by-play. Granted, in your dream when you're in high school, you don't think, hey, WCW is going to one day go out of business. So, you know, that didn't work so well, but I always tell people, reach for the moon, go for your dreams, and it may not end up exactly the way you'd envisioned it, but I feel like I did pretty close to get to do play-by-play in that, and, you know, sometimes it's right place, right time, a little bit of skill set, and also a little bit of, you know, having somebody take some faith in you. So with all the names that I mentioned previously, that's kind of, you know, what I feel happened, you know, to someone not really knowing me and what I had in the past, and just kind of working with me a lot, and felt good near the end to really feel like I, you know, had at least elevated my game a little better than when I first came in. But yeah, that was the main goal that I had wanted to do, and almost had left when I was doing ring announcing. It seemed like each little step of my, I guess, stay there, I was almost about to, you know, maybe take off, and then all of a sudden the next door kind of opened, so it just led me in the right situation.
You were there, you know, like you said, for the NWA part, and then when they decided to part ways with NWA, was that a big thing there, did it kind of catch everybody off guard, or was it something that everybody saw coming?
I'm not sure, like, a lot of the, you know, I wasn't privy about a lot of the behind the scenes per se. I just remember being there one day. They told us, hey, we're not NWA anymore. We got to change the sign and this and that. And we actually did, I think, our first show still knowing that it was coming. And then for the next one, it was pretty much no mention. So we were told at least not to mention it on commentary, the NWA portion. And then eventually they changed the signs. And surprisingly enough, we still work with the same microphones. We just turn it to the side so that way no one sees the NWA part. They just see the little logo of Anarchy. So I'm waiting for that mess up to happen eventually. But so far, so good. But, yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of adjustment for me, just mainly trying to not accidentally get the NWA word out there. But, I mean, the competition is still amazing, and it just cut down a little of what we could offer, but maybe. But still, I think it helped increase and strengthen Anarchy also as a brand, too, you know, knowing that this is Anarchy as opposed to a division of the NWA umbrella.
I would agree. I think they got stronger where, you know, some promotions – where that happens to, you know, they don't quite stand up as much as they used to, but I think Anarchy got better for it.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely been times, you know, in the past of Anarchy, and maybe they've been knocked down just a little or maybe like one rung below, but somehow or another, that's one of their strengths. They always rebound and rebound strong and come back, and it's always changing. Like, I think the addition of Jeremy Vane has been fantastic, and, you know, some of the agreements with, like, PCW and some of that talent coming in, it's, you know, kept me on my toes, and you never know who was going to be showing up, you know, that Saturday come bell time.
That's right. I mean, go ahead, Jonathan.
Is Progression Pro something you're going to continue doing, or was that a one-time thing?
Yeah, I hope to be, you know, going back there again, definitely. They are a really good group of guys. I've really enjoyed, you know, what they've done. And one of the elements I like about it, they know that they're not at an Anarchy level just yet, but that I do feel like they'll get there. And it's obviously, as I told them at the beginning of the first show, you know, no matter what you are, whether you're a concert or a wrestling show, whatever, you're going to have growing pains. You got to get through it, and eventually you'll know better in the second one what didn't work for the first one. And, I mean, everyone starts out, obviously, you know, a similar way, and I do think if they keep at it, they'll get there. And they really are big into letting each person have their own voice and kind of direction. And I think with that, it makes it a really fun atmosphere to be in.
Do you know the details of the next show? Because I know the first one got switched. They switched venues last minute and everything. Do you know if they're going to be back at the same place or when or anything?
I think what we're going to be doing is at a Wendy's place somewhere. I don't know. It's like, I think of the restaurant dining hall area. From what I hear, they're going to change it to that. I really don't know. I'm waiting to hear, you know, word on that as well, too. But it'd be nice if it's the same location. I don't know if the other one, you know, had the renovation. So I don't know if they'll go back to that or not, but as far as I know, based on when we were there, you know, should be sometime maybe at the end of this month.
I think it's the 31st is what I've heard, and what I've heard so far is the Famous, but again, that's not set in stone, I don't think, just yet.
Right. Well, I hear they have good rates if they can get into the DMV, and not only that, we could actually drive some of the newly licensed people over there too for guests, and that'll be nice.
Well, the unemployment office is next door.
Oh, well, that's true. I do remember that. I know. I've actually visited there before.
So have I.
That's how I knew that he has Famous Pub was there. Still never got the unemployment, but I got a nice free pin out of it, which is always good.
Well, we are out of time for tonight, so I appreciate you calling in, Tim. Is there anything else you wanted to mention before we go?
No, actually, I just appreciate the time, you know, that you let me call in, and I definitely wish Jeremy Vane luck in his matchup with Sean Tempers and all the fans as well, too, so just stay tuned, and we'll see what happens next with the Timmy D Experience.
All right, well, feel free to let us know when you have more breaking news, and you can call in, and we can let you sit and listen while we interview someone again.
Oh, I can't wait. That'll be great. I'm glad you're also letting me go, because I'm baking a pie at the moment, so I didn't want that to burn.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely let you go then.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. And that's the end of this show. We'll be back next Monday at 7 as usual. We have one guest confirmed. It's Showtime Shane Summers from NWA.
Well, I know that guy.
Central States.
Central States, yeah.
Is he the champion there?
He is the Illinois champion.
Okay. Well, he contacted me after we talked to Jagged Edge, and after Jagged Edge made his appearance up there, and he wants to talk about the Jagged Edge. So we'll talk to him on Monday, and I'm not sure who else we're talking to, but I'm sure it'll be someone as exciting as anybody else we've ever talked to. But on that note, thanks for listening. And check out GWHnews.com for reviews of all of the shows from over the weekend. And go to WrestlingWithPopCulture.com to read interviews, reviews, and various other things about wrestling and other forms of entertainment. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.